Rush Hour with Jason Lurie at 104.7 Triple M.
Sample have announced what rules they'll be playing by in 2019, Jars. Mm. And they're going to go with the 6-6-6 starting positions. And, of course, one of those forwards has to be in the goal square, just like the AFL.
Yep.
No hands in the back. That's been the hands in the back.
What are your
stuff.
Thoughts
That's
on scrapped. That one?
I think it's too technical. I think umpire can and will be able to judge whether you push.
Yeah.
If you're just holding your ground, I mean, you shouldn't.
That's a skill in itself.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And I think if you're caught out of position, well, that's you being caught out of position. I should be able to just rest my hands on you to stop you coming back in.
As long as
space.
The umpire can get that decision right. Because if it's a blatant push in the back, you've got to pay that free kick.
Absolutely.
I think it's a good rule. Good rule change. I like that.
You can still have third man up at the ruck contest.
I like that.
And the other one, and this is the one to keep the speed of the game on, from kickings from now on, you don't have to kick the ball to yourself.
No.
You can just cruise on out.
Yep.
And the man on the mark won't be 5 metres, he'll be 10 metres away. Mm-hmm. And that area will be an exclusion zone.
Mm.
So no one else can be in there. And if you're in there as the bloke's retrieving the ball and about to kick it in, you've got to get and be actively seeking to get out of the area.
Get out of the spot on.
Again, designed to get the ball back into play quicker, more one-on-ones, more free-flowing footy.
Yes.
Interchange still capped at 60. Last possession still sits there. 25-metre penalty still around.
Yeah.
Since 2015, you love this number, they've dropped from 84 to 60 stoppages in the sample.
There you go. That's
by way of that last possession rule. So it's just kept it a lot more open. And having witnessed a lot of sample footy firsthand this season, it works.
Yeah, it does. We saw one of the highest scoring grand finals in 35 years.
I know, amazing.
Wasn't it just a wonderful, wonderful game?
So that is just some of the stuff coming out of the sample where it's at.
I like these rules changes.
I like the idea of the 6-6-6, especially in starting, because especially in sample footy, there is a real fashion at times to start players behind the ball. And I think, especially at centre bounces, it's not going to be a burden on you if you're going to try and drift one back in here like everyone will do. Yeah. So I think good work by Adam Kelly and gang at the Sample.
Can I just be the devil's advocate here? Will we be called the SNFL AFL one day? Because most of the state leagues have fallen in line.
The SAFL.
That, is this where we're heading?
Depends, mate. It really depends on the SNFL.
So where's our point of difference?
Well, that's the point being, right? So you either want to be part under the umbrella of the big one.
Big dog.
Where the cash then filters down.
Yep.
Or can they continue to stand alone and generate the incomes and the money needed to keep the competition the best outside of the AFL? That is the clash between the two. And you know, the best way to answer that is vote with your feet.
Yeah.
If you're a supporter. So the clubs can stay financial.
Yes, sir.
Because we know there's a handful still aren't doing well.
No, they're not.
So you go, well, how long can they hold out?
Mm.
Because rumour suggests that AFL are just waiting for it to fall on its knees, and then they'll pick it up and take it and say, now it's ours.
Wow.
You had your chance and you stuffed it up. So, I don't know, mate. I hope it keeps its identity. Mm. I really do. Yeah. But you and I have spoken about this at length.
Mm.
National reserves competition.
Yeah.
What will that do to it if that comes in?
It'll hurt it.
The repercussions are enormous.
Yeah.
And I think whoever's in charge at both levels need to really consider that impact and what that's going to do to, God, how long's the history of South Australian footy, the sample?
You
instantly you'll wipe that out straight away.
The reserves competition,
yes,
it costs about $50,000 to $60,000 a year to run the reserves program in the sample. I'd like to get rid of the reserves competition and have an elite under 16s, 18s, and in your league side, all play a triple header at your suburban grounds. That's just my thoughts going forward.
It is a, well, then what are we doing with those guys that aren't making the list?
Because your good under-18s player, he's playing resis already, or if not, he'd be playing league football.
But where do you get your depth from when you get your injuries?
Well, you've got your local clubs.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where those sample clubs build better relationships with their local football clubs in their zones, to be honest. That's just my thought.
Leave it with me. I'll put it on the desk and I'll see if I can file through it tomorrow when I go through my papers.
Yeah, just thought I'd throw that out before we go into a song.